Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marni Maratz Shichli Nishmas, Maris Esther Vassar Shmuel, and is based in the Torah of Moiv Rabbi, our Rabbi Gon Rabbi Yaakov David Hamid Shlita. In the Gemara in Brachos in Daf Yud Zayin, it says Margala B'Pumei D'Rav, who is, Rav would always say that this world's not like the next world. The next world has no eating, no drinking, no procreating, no business, no jealousy, no hatred, no competition. Rather, tzaddikim sit after Sam Roshem, their crowns on their heads, and their nanim ziv ha-shechina, and they enjoy the splendor of the shechina, shenamar v'yachzu v'sulokim v'yochlu v'yishtu. The Gemara says, Vayter, gedol ha-avtocha sheftichan ha-kadosh baruch hu, l'nashim yosem en an-nashim. The promise that God gives to women is greater than the promise that God gives to men. As it says, Nashim Shana Nos Komna Shamana Koli Benos Botchos Azenim Rasi. Rise up, women at ease, hear my voice, confident daughters, listen to what I say. So you have this promise of ease and confidence that it doesn't say by men. Shana Nos Botchos. Amar Rav L'Rabchei Rav Sotchei Nashim B'mai Zachin. How are women Zeche? By Kuri B'nai L'Bei Kenishta B'Rasaya B'Rei Rabbanan. So Rav Chaya said, you know how they get this reward? Because they bring their children to read Torah and Shul, and they send their husbands to study Mishnah, and they wait for their husbands until they return. But not from the Gavar Adas and Be'er until they wait for the husbands until they return from the Beis Medrash. Ad kan v'dibrei kotzer shel ha'gemara, Rashi is v'yochel v'yishtu. It says in the pasuk, v'yachzu l'kim v'yochel v'yishtu. They saw Hashem, talking about Har Sinai, and they ate and they drank. Rashi saw from Miziv Hashchina Kilu Achal B'Shul. So they were nanim Miziv Hashchina as if they ate and drank. Gedol Avtocha Sherei Konen Shanos Botchos, because they're called calm, and serene, and confident. So the women have that, the men don't. The Bei Kenishta, what's it say when it says to Shul? Tinoko shall beis rabin rashi tzayu regilin liyos lemeidim lefnei rabin beis hakinesis. The children would learn in front of their Rebbe in Shul. Bei Rabbanan, bebeis medrash shamshon mishnah gemara. In the beis medrash they would learn mishnah and gemara. That's the men. Not the gemara, they wait for their husbands. Mamtinus lebaalein benosis lemrishus lelechas lumotor biracheres. They wait for their husband and they give them rishus to learn in another city. A number of he'aris and the sugya. Ma kesher. Not that it says gedola haftacha. There's no kesher to what the Gemara is talking about here. And what do women have to do with anything? How did the whole story of the women getting having a greater haftacha than the men get in here? That's the tzlach's kesher. Question: Nashim b'may zachin. Women have plenty of other mitzvahs. They all do all their mitzvahs leis aseh. And mitzvahs aseh shel azman grom. So that's how they're zocher. What's the Gemara's kasha b'chla? Now, if you read the Gemara carefully, it seems that Rab asked the kasha and he gave his own answer. I read it, that's Rabbi Chiya answered, so I translated it. But it says, Amar Rav L'Rav Chiya, Nashe B'mai Zachin, Bakuri L'Benai L'Bei Kenishta, B'Snai G'Rabban, it doesn't say that Rav Chiya answered. Mashma Rav was saying the whole thing back and forth. So that's weird. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. And the Gemara in Sota, it says, V'yesh Schus Toile, Gimel Shanim. Sometimes it's a schus that the woman who's in Isha Sota, she doesn't get punished for 3 years. Schus demai, frak the Gemara. What's schus? If you say it's a schus of Torah, she's ain't a mitzvah voice, it must be schus de mitzvah. The schus de mitzvah miagna kulayz, it's so protective. Vina melodim schus Torah. Vina says really it's a schus of Torah. And now that you said ain't a mitzvah voice, I need to put lemuf kade begwe de makrim venem snai, but I have not from the bigger rajus, maybe the Russian milop hagan badayu. So in the schus of the women helping their husbands, Rashi says, really, it's the schus of Torah. Lo she'oskas b'Torah, she'torachas b'bno v'vaylo she'asko. Not that she's Osek in Torah, but rather she toils that her children and her sons and her husband should be learning. The Makar Masnin Rashi, Shetorchas al B'nei Lahavin Lebeit Sefer Likwa Mikra Mishnah Likwa Mikshel Mishnah's Mishnah. Their Tarech and their children, they toil for their children to bring them to school. They should learn Mikra and Mishnah. Not only Gavrayu, and they wait for their husbands. They wait for their husbands who go to a different city to learn. It's interesting. In the Sugi and Saita, Rashi's Makbet use the shyness of the woman's shaychus for learning Torah with Maisim. Rashi says she's shetarchos. She toils to on her children to bring them to school. She waits for her husband. But more that it says shetorchos. She toils. Waiting is more of a passive. But it says shetorchos. She toils. So, in our sugya, Rashi doesn't say the women do a pula. Rashi says, children would learn in front of the Rebbe in shul, but Rashi doesn't say the women are torchos. They're toiling. And it says that they, mamtinus labalayim, vinosnus lahem rishus. And they give them permission, which is passive. They're not actively doing anything. In our sugya, Rashi doesn't say nosnus rishus. It seems that in the sugya and sota, Rashi is emphasizing the tircha. And here, Rashi doesn't emphasize that, the opposite. She's passive. So it seems that there are two different sugyas here, two different pachinas of schar. One is a schar on a maisa mitzvah, when you actively do a mitzvah. Another one is a schar on the etzem adregas ha'adam, that he was masik in his essence and who he is. The sugya and sota is only talking about the schar of a maisa mitzvah. Like we see, the Gemara says, "Ilem eschus Torah hein mitzvah v'yose." So, hein mitzvah v'yose is a taina. Not mitzvah v'yose. That's in the world of schar, of a schar asiya ma'ase. She's not mitzvah v'yose. V'yose. So she's not commanded and does. So we're talking there about the mahalach of asiya. And Mimela, that Sigya is learning, the Sigya in Saita, that the Schar of Torah is Betor Mitzvah Sheganeged Kulam, this Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why Rashi says Shetarchos. It's toil. In the end, she's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. But the Mailas and Madregas of Torah Mitzvah at Smusa don't protect her in this world. Only the Maisa. Parashas Sota in the world of mitzvahs. So it can't be that the schus that's not in the system of mitzvahs is going to be me'akev the punishment. That's why Ravina says, the makrin umasni and binayu, which is active. Brachas doesn't say the makrin umasni. They cause them to learn mikra and cause them to learn Mishnah. In Argan, the Gemara in Brachas, it says, Kruye Benayu Lebe Kinishta. not Makriyanumasnion. Makriyanumasnion is more active. And Akriya B'nai L'Beikinisha, like Rashi there says, Tinoka Shabbat Yisroel, it doesn't say what they're doing. Their kids are learning Mikra. So they're allowing their kids to learn Mikra. Ubasnayu Gavraya Be'Rabbanan. It doesn't say Omasnian, that they actively are causing them to learn Mishnah. No. Their husbands are learning Mishnah and Gemara in the Beis Medrash. It's a difference between the Sugi and Brachas and Sot. And Sot is an active, a lashon of Tircha of Pa'ula. In our Sugi, Rav is coming to explain the Atzmius of Olam Haba. The Olam Haza is not like Olam Haba, even without a Maisa Mitzvah. But there are called Sol Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. And therefore, the Schar and Olam Haba is even in who you are, not just what you do. And the Iker Hadgash of Rav is on the Shaychus. Because that's the Derech of the Sugi Margalei B'Pumei. That's what they used to say. They used to talk about the Derech and Avoda. How you become Be'etzem, Olam Habadik, a person. The question is, how do women, that's the Sugi in Shab in Brachas. In Brachas, the Sugi is telling us the woman's essential madrega, who they are. There it's talking about how you're shaykh to Olam Haba. How do you get Olam Haba based on who you are? The question is then, once we're talking about Olam Haba, what's the derech of life to get to Olam Haba, to be an Olam Habadika person? So then, Nashim Amai Zachin. Pashtus, they're the Nashim Ratfelus the Baalayim. They only get in there with Torah's Tafel, if he meets the Shlem B'Shel Baalayim. Like the Gemara in Sota says, L'Gabay Schar Mitzvah Shal Tamit Torah, Palgon Ba'adayu. They split it. It's Talui and the husband. But in other words, they get split it with the husband. But in Brachas, we're talking about a woman's essential level, who she is. So how does it help that the husband is learning? They're only that's not who they are. So they should be tafel lebaleim legamrei and mele how they getting olam haba. And that the Gemara says no, adarabba. Gedol avtacha shevtichan hakadosh baruch hu. They have avtacha mikoch atzma. And Rav explains in Brachas that women are zoicha. Akui b'nai lebe kinishta v'asir gavrei be rabbanim v'nat lo gavrei adasim be rabbanim. Rashi doesn't use the shanas of Pu'ula. Because it's not the act of the action that they're doing. It doesn't say Makrin or Masin like in the Gemara and Sota. But it's because of who they are, not because of their Maisim. They're just Shaykh the Torah Ba'at Smusan. That's the Gemara's Kasha, Nashim B'mai Zachian. How are they Zoche? In other words, not mitzad Maisin. Mitzad their essence. Of course they do mitzvahs. We're talking about their etzim shaychas to Olam Haba, which is Ayidei Torah. They have to be davik b'Torah. And it's not in the schar of a maisa mitzvah. Hatoli b'kiyum mitzvahs ma'asiyos. We're talking about their etzim shaychas to Olam Haba. So again, the Gemara in Sot is talking about their maisim. Meaning the maisa of mitzvahs tamat Torah. And the Gemara in Brachas is talking about their mahus, their essence, that they're shaych to Torah. It says their havdacha is even greater, because the root of the kvius of the banim and the husbands and the children is through the nashim. And if you're didactic, you'll see that all these madregas, Rabbis Tayla, in a certain bias. Akriya b'nai lebeit chinishta, bei rab asnir gabayu bei rabbanan. Not to go by adas mi bei rabbanan. And Rashi's koveh adi were masli lebeit chinishta, and he's marich lefarish shayirigil numad bebeis haknesses, and then bei rabbanan beis medrash. That there they learn Mishnah and Gemara. It's all about a bias. Biur is. I'm talking about a person shaykh to a makom, to a kvius. That a women are shaykh to the kvius of that place of Olam Haba, because their men have this kvius in the Bei Ravon and the bias. Just like a woman's an Ezer Kenegdo in the husband's house. We see in Bav Mitzian and Tessim and Aleph. She's also the Ezer Kenegdo and his shaykhs to the Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash. And that's why you have these two Amoraim, Rav and Rav Chiya. Because Rav and Rav Chiya, their uniqueness was so great until it looked like there was a little bit of a weakness in there, in the Ezer Kenegdo. Like we see in the Maran Yavam, Samach Kimel Amar Aleph, these Amoraim, their wives would be mitzari them. When it comes to the Ezer Kenegdo, the Kvius and the Beis Medrash, they were Bishleimus. So these are the two Amoraim. It's interesting, Rav Chiya also could have answered, but the point is that these are Amoraim. It wasn't so, their Shalom Bayis wasn't so Pashat, their Ezer Kenegdo wasn't so Pashat. When it comes to the Kvius or the Bayis that they had, and Memela, the women were Shaykh to that as well. That is a mahalach in the sugya, and there's so much more to say. And there are so many svarim that talk about it. I see Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger in his Mishmar HaLevim on Brachas. He also talks about it. He also notes the Gemara in Yevamos. The Rav and Rav Chiya Dafka, their wives were mitzare them, but at least in this area they were good Ezer Kenegdos in their Kvius and the Bayis. All right. It's a Hashem, we will bring another return to the Sugya. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.